You're listening to the best rock on Rock of Ages on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I'm waiting here for you.
That is The Cure here at Rock of Ages at 91.5 FM WMFO. And before that, we heard REO Speedwagon, Roll with the Changes, from one of the great album titles of the rock era. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. You might think it's a little weird to hear REO Speedwagon on a show like this, but in fact, before they became the soft rock balladeers of the mid-80s, and late 70s, they actually rocked pretty hard, and Roll with the Changes is really one of those songs that is considered an album rock classic from REO Speedwagon. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today on Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from whenever, from today through the classics and really everything in between. And I've been thinking about the show, and I've been thinking about maybe injecting some themes shows into the mix over the next couple of weeks, and I've been trying to think about some good themes, and maybe you can help me think some through. Probably grunge would be a cool thing to think about. As we get closer to summer, maybe summer songs. I was thinking about maybe singer-songwriters, southern rock. There are a lot of choices, so if you think of anything that you think might work as a theme, please email the station, and we will the message will get to me, and we'll try to get it on for you. I should remind you that this broadcast is not live, but rather pre-recorded. We are all pre-recording our shows now at WMFO as we are practicing social distancing and trying to do the best that we can to get back on the air and still play great rock for you. So we are pre-recorded, not live. I am broadcasting from my home, and I hope you enjoy the best rock we're about to play. Get back to it with Peter Gabriel here, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. begging you, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best rock at 91.5 WMFO. WMFO, we heard 38 Special and Red Rain from Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel, formerly of Genesis, and if you recall, right before everything closed down, Genesis had just announced a new tour. Phil Collins and the rest of the band were getting together. Peter Gabriel was not going to be a part of that, but it does make you wonder what is going on with concerts now. A lot of discouraging news. The Eagles announced their Hotel California tour now will be postponed until September of 2021. Now, just last week, Keith Urban did a concert near Nashville for healthcare workers, and he set it up at a drive-in movie theater where everybody pulled up in their cars and listened to the music. And if you think about it, that might be a pretty good model going forward. Drive-in movies are a great venue. We've got cars to be kind of a natural protection against intermingling with other people. So maybe that'll be the way concerts go for a little bit. It's hard to say, but there were some great shows for Fenway this summer that are obviously canceled, and it will be a long while before concerts get going back again. You're with Ron LaRussa on Rock of Ages at WMFO.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Playing the best rock from whenever. This is 91.5 WMFO.
Lay down your arms and give up the
From the Beatles to Linkin Park, only the best rock here at 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back.
That's Linkin Park here at WMFO featuring the late, great Chester Bennington. Also the Beatles, Abbey Road, and 21 Guns from Green Day. This is Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from whenever, from today right on back through the classics and really everything in between. And that includes new music, and there is a new album out right now by The Pretenders. It's their first album since 2016. It's called Hate for Sale, and it's coming out soon. And they have pre-released a song that I have just listened to over and over again and really, really love. It's called The Buzz, new from The Pretenders at WMFO.
Makes you feel.
only the best rock on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Here's Led Zeppelin.
All of my love.
That is Led Zeppelin from 1979's In Through the Outdoor, All of My Love. Shinedown before that, and we heard brand new music from the Pretenders. It's their first album since 2016. It's called Hate for Sale. And that song was called The Buzz, and I really, really do like that song a lot. Chrissy Hynde said, I think we all know that love affairs can take on the characteristics of drug addiction. The Buzz is about that. Not mine, of course. I'm never obsessive, never obsessive, never obsessive. The Pretenders here at WMFO. This has nothing to do with music, but I was looking through Rolling Stone magazine online, and I had a lot of fun with an article there that's posted right now. It has all Tom Hanks movies ranked, and there were a lot of interesting things that came out of that article. First was, surprised me, that he has made 53 movies. I mean, I thought it was like 30, 35, something like that. But 53, that's a lot. And 15 or 20 of those, I've never heard of. And that includes movies that have come out recently in the last couple of years. So he does sometimes a lot of quiet, independent films in addition to the big blockbusters. Also interesting was that he had released one movie before Bosom Buddies. That's the sitcom that made him really put him on the map. Before that was even released, it was called He Knows You're Alone, and it was a slasher film, and that was in 1980. Two of my favorites are Castaway. I watch that every time it's on cable, and that came in at number 9, and another one of mine is That Thing You Do. That was somewhere, I think, around 23, so. But anyway, the top 5 Tom Hanks movies ranked by Rolling Stone were in backwards order, like from 5 to 1. Splash, Sleepless in Seattle, Sully, Big, and the number 1 was Apollo 13. And that's a hard list to argue with, and you can check it out yourself on Rolling Stone online. Back to the music on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO.
Pass the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, though they say you'll never know. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind, both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those pills, you would never cry back, deserving all the chills.
Turn you on again.
That is Supertramp and the title cut from Breakfast in America, and we heard Better Than Ezra before that. Well, that's all for me, Ron LaRussa. Thank you very much for listening to Rock of Ages. I will be back with you next Thursday morning. Until then, have a great week.
Mistake, but you're gonna find out the heart.